that it was legal, but it is truly, absolutely unethical. And I believe that we should look into that. I asked the House Democrat Leadership Committee to look into it and cease operation of that permit because it was renewed for this year in January. You are making money on it today. Thank you.
Members of the body, I believe that when a question of ethics is raised on the House floor, as I believe now a question of ethics has been raised by Representative Martin, and the way he has raised it is a clear violation of the law, the ethics law, to accept any money as a candidate. That is raised during the legislative session, not just here in Juneau, but anywhere in the state. I don't know how we're going to handle this, but there is a question now pending before this body as it has been raised. Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, because I can clear up this opinion. I would encourage the member from District 14 who previously spoke to check the records of the House Democratic Campaign Committee for the last two elections. Madam Speaker, the House Democratic Campaign Committee does not give money to incumbents. We did in one election, and I think it was 88, we gave money to some incumbents. Since then, we have not given any money to incumbents. So we're not violating the law ethically or otherwise. And I would encourage the member, if he does have an ethics complaint or if he wants to raise the issue of ethics, then he ought to file a complaint and let the ethics committee do it. Instead of casting aspersions on the floor of this body, send it to the publicly controlled ethics committee. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Representative Finkelstein.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I, too, believe this attack is unwarranted and certainly without merit. The reason that the law is, as the previous representative described, is because when we passed the ethics law, we were trying to establish a means to keep incumbents from raising money during the legislative session. And there were some legislators at the time who protested, said, why should we set up a system where challengers can raise money during the session and we can't? That's not fair. We ought to all be on the same playing field. And it was a reasonable point of view, but that point of view did not prevail, and it was because there is no conflict viewed when it comes to challengers who are running. They're not in office. They aren't serving here. They aren't representing anyone and trying to enact the laws, so that in the case of those people, there was no conflict. We did set up the different standard, and I believe then and still believe it's appropriate. It gives our people challenging us a distinct advantage, but most of the system gives us the advantage, and I think giving the challenger an occasional advantage is a good idea. Thank you.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. One further point with respect to...
You were requesting the privilege of the floor for a further point?
Yes, ma'am.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. With regard to the question of ethics, and I'll tell you that the reason that I'm a little bit upset now is that the suggestion that one group of political individuals is violating ethics is something that I think you have to stand up and defend against. So I'll say this. If the Republican Party gives money to incumbents, then any money that they raise during the session would also be an ethics violation. And the Democratic Party the same way. But I have clarified it with respect to the issue raised by the member from District 14 with respect to the House Democratic Campaign Committee. We do not use the money for incumbents, period.
Now, wait a minute. This is not debate time. Representative Finkelstein, you've spoken.
Speaker.
Representative Martin, you have spoken. This is not debate time. This is special orders. We are not going to sit in here and debate this.
Madam Speaker.
You have a different issue you wish to bring up?
Madam Speaker, I had no intention of speaking whatsoever until the previous speech, which I just viewed as a partisan attack, was put into the context of an ethics review by yourself. I had no intention of speaking until that point. I just want to make sure this is cleared up. If, as you said, there is some question before us, I'm only responding to the question before us that you said. If the question is no longer before us, I have no interest in speaking.
Please have a seat. I think Representative Navarre cleared it up. Is there additional special orders? Being none, Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, for the information of the body, we will be holding a regular floor session on Wednesday, and then we'll recess to a joint session to consider House Special Concurrent Resolution Number 3 and the confirmation of the Ombudsman. Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 9th.